Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And I wanted to start with, I want to cover this because this is something that is such a Pensacola story. It's an important Pensacola story. And it really is hard sometimes to imagine what Pensacola would feel like or be like had it not been for Bob Snow. Now, I'm assuming, I've only lived here 11 years. Okay, I never knew the man. But, you know, we all know Seville Quarter. And we all know the cluster of bars that is Seville Quarter and the impact that Seville Quarter has on our culture and history and, you know, everything from where naval aviation students go to, you know, where events happen and, you know, just, I mean, it's an institution in Pensacola, right? And yet, had it not been for Bob Snow, there'd be no Seville Quarter. He was the founder. He was the creator. He was the innovator. And he just passed away. And last night on Pensacola Right Now, we had Chris and Austin were talking to Buck Mitchell. Of course, Buck and his family own Seville Quarter now. They bought it from Bob, who was kind of the original person. I guess Buck's dad was the early attorney, okay, for Bob Snow. But, you know, I love the article that Troy Moon had written about this yesterday. Troy is the guy who always knows how to tell the culture story, you know, the person story, the weird nook and cranny parts of Pensacola. Troy's so good at. And if you know Troy, I think he'd be proud of me describing him that way. So anyway, he writes, the first line of his PNG article was, Bob Snow was a trumpet player, pilot, hot air balloonist, businessman, and really a sort of gang leader. Which is great. It says, see the fine folks at Seville Quarter, Pensacola's famed entertainment complex on Government Street, all are known as the Good Time Gang. Snow was founder of the famed popular downtown nightclub, so that sort of made him a gang leader. And like I said, Chris and Austin talked with Buck Mitchell last night. And, you know, so who was Bob Snow?
He was an entrepreneur, you know, very, very hard. He was a hard man. He knew what he liked, and he liked it to be perfect. And, you know, my dad was his attorney back in the early days, the beginning days of Rosie O'Grady's. And Bob was, you know, a naval aviator here. That's what brought him to Pensacola, the U.S. Navy. And he was also the leader of the Dixieland band. He was, you know, cool and, you know, just the leader of the band. And he and his Navy buddies, you know, worked hard and painted and opened Rosie O'Grady's. They helped him open Rosie, developed into what you see in downtown Pensacola today, which we've been going strong for 58 years.
Yeah, I mean, somebody who had a vision and the diligence and discipline to follow through on it and make it a, you know, a great service entity for people to come back to again and again and again. He did ask him about the Good Time Gang. What is that?
Well, you know, back in, Snow was kind of born in the wrong era. You know, he should have really been born in the 20s. But, you know, the good times, let the good times roll, that type of stuff. You know, so the Good Time Gang is just who you were as a not just an employee of Seville Quarter, but as a regular customer. You know, you felt part of the family. That was before, you know, people associated gangs with Troy Moon's article was funny today. He's a gang leader. But, you know, it's a good gang. It's a good time gang. And, you know, we bring the good times and we bring fun. And you know, Bob Snow is, I like to say, in the relationship business.
Kind of a spirit of Mardi Gras kind of person. Again, I didn't know him, but that's, you know, how I hear him being talked about. From Minnesota originally, I guess worked in Alaska for a while. Of course, came here as a flight student to NAS Pensacola.
Yeah, he won more awards. He was the JC's Man of the Year. He was, you know, and won them all again in Orlando when he went down there. He was the Restaurateur of the Year for the state of Florida. You know, he did so many things. You talk to him, and it would just be like, God, this is just crazy. But even the craft beer laws in the state of Florida, he was behind getting the Florida legislature to open up where people, you know, with the where microbrews and things like that could happen in Florida. You know, he was ahead of his time, entertainment, you know, but really making it look perfect and making sure the staff was properly trained and on board with what we were selling.
And you know, sometimes that's the kind of person that it takes to make a thing like that work and grow and thrive. And of course, he went elsewhere in the state and did amazing things, a skywriting business or whatever. I mean, like all kinds of, you know, crazy, amazing accomplishments. So Bob Snow has passed away, unfortunately. And yet, you know, my rule in thinking about when people die is, do we miss them because they did something good for us? And it is hard to imagine Pensacola without a Seville Quarter. You know, and honestly, I remember it was so interesting listening to Sandy Sanson give the commencement address at UWF and hear him talk about how very close he was to never getting into the car business because he almost failed at his, like, very, very early phases of, you know, being a salesman and almost called it quits and didn't want to keep going and didn't want to make it happen. And I think, you know, man, where would we be today without that person? You know, where would we be today if Bob Snow had decided to, you know, just be a pilot and then not open a bar? You know, and that's, sometimes it's hard to imagine where we'd be without a thing, but we are without a lot of things because people do quit on their dreams. People do not follow through on something, or, you know, don't follow through on it thoroughly enough to make it work. So I want to celebrate people like this. 82 years old when he passed away on January 24th in Orlando. And I have a suggestion. I don't feel like I'm the right person to advocate for this because I didn't know him, but my thought is, we like to rename streets in honor of, like, we named the street for Fred Levin, right? And just, you know, we had the renaming of Avalon for some members of the Santa Rosa County community. What if that section of Government Street right in front of Seville Quarter, what if that got renamed as Bob Snow Memorial Road? What do you think, John? You've been here longer than I have.
Yes,
what do you think?
I think that that's amazing. That is a great idea.
And I think, you know, again, it's not the bucket of water that I think I should carry, but the Mitchells.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
You know, yeah. And wouldn't that be a great way to honor a guy and to raise awareness of who he was for all the people like me who didn't know him, who the first time I heard his name was when people were telling me that he had passed away. And, you know, that's a chance for us to learn our history and the people that made Pensacola the amazing place that it is. 717 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to let you know about right now. Just seeing traffic flowing smoothly on I-10. Let's see here. I-110 seeing smooth traffic. If you're on 29 heading toward the intersection of 9 Mile Road, we're seeing some delays both in the north and southbound lanes on that. So just be aware of that. Let's see here. Highway 90 is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got to work on a project to improve your home, rebuild, or build something from scratch, depending on where you are on this kind of, you know, scale of construction professionalism, I am at a -4, you know, but you might be a 9 or a 10. Hey, if that's you, go to Pensacola Hardware. You may have heard me talk about them 100 times. You may have never heard me talk about them, but here's my recommendation. Just go and ask. Talk to them. Look around the store and see what you see, because it's not only what they have for sale, which is just, it feels like completely different from any other hardware store that you've ever been in, but also their bread and butter is helping people build houses for a living, helping you remodel your kitchen. You know, whatever the thing is, they're there to help you with it. And they've been doing it for people for 174 years, since 1851, one of the oldest businesses in the country, one of the 50 oldest in the country. Like before, they were older than Levi's. You know, Levi's, you think of it as an institution. They were there before that. The Civil War, they were there before the Civil War. Like, it's crazy how long they have been in business. So Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. Hey, coming up next, you know how sometimes we get into a conversation and we make the comment, well, that's as dumb as this would be. You know, you might as well do blank as an example of how stupid your argument is. I kid you not. An argument like that has been made for years is now actually being championed by a very well-known movie star. I'll tell you about it coming up next.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark? Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. And that's how you get Capone.
I told you before the break that sometimes you engage in an argument and you explain to somebody that what they're saying is crazy, because if what they were saying was right, it would require them to do something else that's really, really a terrible idea. And then if you wait long enough, satire becomes reality. And somebody will come along and advocate for the stupidity with a straight face. So behold, I give you Idris Elba.
Yeah, he won more awards.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Hold on. That's the Buck Mitchell. I didn't click on it properly. Here we go. This is Idris Elba.
The truth is that kitchen knives are perhaps 25% of the knives used in most of the terrible crimes. That's one of the stats in the films. Mm-hmm. And those kitchen knives are usually a domestic situation. Okay. So kitchen knives, of course, it's very difficult. They're a domestic knife. I do think there is areas of innovation that we can do with kitchen knives. I hate to say it, not all kitchen knives need to have a point on them. That sounds like a crazy thing to say, but actually it would reduce you know, you can still cut your food without the point on the knife, which is an innovative way to sort of look at it. And in a country in crisis, I'm sorry, but yeah, let's look at that.
It gets worse. He's really, sincerely, genuinely advocating for knife control in Great Britain. The shape of the knife. He wants to blunt the knives. We want to have a nationwide policy of butter knives only. Because surely, if we have no sharp, pointy knives, then there will be no more domestic violence. There will be no more robbing people at knife point. There will be no more accidental knife play injuries, you know, accidental discharges of your sharp, pointy knife. And I love listening to the BBC person just be like, oh, uh-huh.
But the truth is, all knives, you know, the loophole on the heritage knives allows the sale of...
But the heritage is like grandfathering. That's the British version of grandfathering.
You know, the loophole on the heritage knives allows the sale of ninja swords to be sold. So while, you know, you've got your granddad's sword on there and you want that, that's fine, of course, but it is leaving a loophole for someone to carry a ninja sword. So let's ban them all. And if you need, if you have one of those knives, get a license for it. Simple as that. And I think it's a small contribution to society if you say, all right, I'm going to back that. I'll get a license for my granddad's sword because it is leaving, yeah, you know, these kids vulnerable.
Because you remember how many times you've heard in the conversation about gun regulations?
Right.
Well, what about knives? Knives are dangerous. What about baseball bats? What about chains?
What about chopsticks?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what about the number two pencil? Can you see the damage you can do with a number two pencil?
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, there's some movies, right? So, okay, we need to have better regulation of sharp, pointy things. And Idris Elba, you know, you got to be careful about grandfathering too much in, you know. You got to worry about, you know, high capacity knives. I mean, you got to worry about all the things, knives with a barrel shroud, you know, whatever, suppressed knives.
Silencers, yeah.
You know, we need to talk about knife licenses and blunt knives. And, you know, you just got to be careful that.
Well, I heard it on the street.
Although the song shouldn't be cuts like a knife. It should be stabs like a knife.
Like a knife.
Right, stabs like a knife would be the. Oh, my God. Oh, sometimes actors imitate satire. 727 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Just one accident to let you know about is causing just some minor delays on North Navy Boulevard and South Warrington Road. No roadblock is associated, but I'm starting to see some delays in that area. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We got some good texts in here, including somebody who made a great joke but didn't make it, like, didn't make quite the great joke. I'll tell you a second. Okay, so 437-1620. Somebody says, come on, give the man a break. He's British. Somebody here says, hammer deaths will increase in the UK. All right, they'll find another way. Somebody says, stabbing by fork is next. We'll have to go to your chopsticks or spoons only for safety's sake. They'll be eating pudding by spoon as a country. Won't have to worry about mad cow disease because they won't have the utensils to eat the meat. Somebody says, the Crocodile Dundee. That's not a knife. That's a knife. I don't have the clip to play right away. Somebody else says, what about bump stock knives? What about ghost knives? And then somebody made, this is the one I was going to get it. They almost got the perfect joke. What they said was, blunt lives matter. What they should have said was, blunt knives matter. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines, David.
I'm invested in this discussion. End the knife show ninja sword loophole.
That's exactly right.
The flight data and cockpit voice recorders from the American Airlines regional jet that collided with a military helicopter and crashed into the Potomac has now been sent to an NTSB facility for testing. Investigators are still working to determine what caused this crash. Former military and commercial pilot J.P. Tristani is going over possible scenarios.
My interpretation was an aircraft that was in the wrong place at the wrong time collided with an airplane that was cleared to land that was at 400 feet on its final approach, probably 1 minute from touchdown.
He believes it'll all come down to what the helicopter pilot was thinking at the time. He believes the pilot of the plane probably never knew what hit him. Reports are that the hourly wage at Costco is going up to $30 per hour. They announced this week they're raising pay for all of their U.S. hourly workers after contract talks with union employees.
Thanks so much, David. I appreciate that. By the way, you know that it's easier to ban knives than guns because there's no Second Amendment protecting knives. I mean, if you think about it. And oh my God, these texts, y'all are killing me with these suggestions. You're saying his joke wasn't sharp enough?
News.
Much to the point.
Papa. The black boxes for the commercial flight that collided midair with a military helicopter have been recovered and are being analyzed, but
we also don't yet have the black box from the Black Hawk.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth earlier on Fox and Friends adding,
was the Black Hawk too high? Was it on course? Right now, we don't quite know.
Fox's Mark Meredith near the scene.
Those investigators will be back on the waters a few hours from now. They've had the patrol boats out there all morning trying to make sure that the debris field is safe and secure because, of course, there are so many questions about the evidence that they're going to be sifting through. They say that it's still going to be quite a bit of time before they're able to say with any certainty what caused this midair collision.
More than half the bodies have been recovered. Explosive confirmation hearings for Kash Patel, RFK Jr., and Tulsi Gabbard. As the three Trump nominees for cabinet positions battled Senate Democrats on three separate committees. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3, 68 degrees. We've got cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. Police are working on upgrading their drone equipment. The city recently approving a $75,000 grant from FDLE for this program. PPD says their current drones have hardware and software vulnerabilities, which could lead to other problems.
With something like a drone, we need to have the very best technology that that there is, and the safety mechanisms on those vehicles that there is. So we want to make sure that also that they're safe as far as data that they collect. And that's what we're in the process of doing now, is upgrading all of those systems and the drone itself.
PPD spokesman Mike Wood, he tells News Radio they're looking to replace up to three of their drones with that grant money. He says the drones are more than 5 years old and they're just outdated now, and that could lead to issues with hacking, malware, spyware, or just hardware failure. Well, a Pensacola businessman credited with bringing downtown back to life in the 70s has passed away. Bob Snow, longtime Pensacolans would remember him as the original founder of Seville Quarter, then Rosie O'Grady's.
And Bob was, you know, a naval aviator here. That's what brought him to Pensacola, the U.S. Navy. And he was also the leader of the Dixieland band. He was, you know, cool and, you know, just the leader of the band. And he and his Navy buddies, you know, worked hard and painted and opened Rosie O'Grady's. They helped him open Rosie's, and it developed into what you see in downtown Pensacola today, which we've been going strong for 58 years.
Current Seville owner Buck Mitchell, and he remembers Bob Snow. He says his father was Snow's attorney when he owned the bar. Snow was also known as a local skywriter in his biplane. Seville's hosting a memorial on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pensacola nonprofit Survivor-Led Solutions held their Because I Wore This banquet last night. The goal of that event was to change the idea that women cause sexual assaults because of their actions or what they were wearing at the time and put the blame onto the perpetrators. Money raised at the event supports victims of sexual exploitation and human trafficking. It also supports jail outreach programs for female inmates in both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
We go in once a week and five times in Escambia County to create trust and rapport and give them some tools for reentry. And then we partner with local organizations to make those referrals and outpatient services.
That is Alicia Tappan with Survivor-Led Solutions. Several women told their stories and discussed how they've used their trauma to change their lives for the better at that event. You can get more information on the organization at survivorledsolutions.org. Well, the month is just barely, or just getting to the end of the month now, but preliminary numbers from the National Weather Service say it's been a colder than normal January throughout a whole lot of the state. Rodney Wynn is a meteorologist with the Tampa Bay office of the Weather Service.
Between 10 to 20 days that were below normal for West Central and Southwest Florida.
Wind says that temperatures in that region have been 3 to 8 degrees below normal for January, and this month was the top 10 for cold throughout most of the state. It's 7:35 right now at News Radio, and John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about. Looks like if you're traveling on 110, you're looking good. I-10 is starting to back up just a little bit if you're in between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, seeing backups there. Also, if you're on Highway 29 approaching the 9 Mile intersection going southbound, you're going to see some delays there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Showers and thunderstorms will move through as we go into the morning and afternoon hours. High today near 72 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 48. On Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 68 degrees. Going into Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 48. Keeping sunny skies around on Sunday with a high near 70 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 67 degrees in Pensacola, 65 in Gulf Breeze, and 67 in Milton. Your next news is at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Now taking a look at our pre-opening market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. Apple's gross margin climbed to 46.9% in the latest quarter, topping the prior record of 46.6% reached in the period ending in March. Services, which include App Store purchases, payments, and advertising, are becoming a bigger part of the overall business, lifting Apple's profit margin. Intel has issued disappointing quarterly guidance but reported earnings and revenue that topped estimates. Intel's revenue declined for a third straight quarter, decreasing 7% from a year earlier. The company's net loss for the quarter totaled $126 million. Investors will focus today on December data for the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. It is the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge. Data drops in about 10 minutes. Futures are moderately higher ahead of key inflation data coming up in minutes. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 136, the NASDAQ down 101, the S&P 500 down 28. That's your money now.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's Reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Ladies, are you looking to make a big difference in the new year? I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100, Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded over $17 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Women 18 and older are invited to upcoming meet and mingle events, with March 1st as our membership deadline. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way.
As you know, last week, long before the crash, I signed an executive order restoring our highest standards for air traffic controllers and other important jobs throughout the country. So it was very interesting. About a week ago, almost upon entering office, I signed something last week that was an executive order, a very powerful one, restoring the highest standards of air traffic controllers and others, by the way. Then my administration will set the highest possible bar for aviation safety. We have to have our smartest people. It doesn't matter what they look like, how they speak, who they are. It matters intellect, talent, the word talent. They have to be talented, naturally talented geniuses. You can't have regular people doing that job. They won't be able to do it.
So the president gave, about 25 minutes yesterday, something like that, press conference where he talked about the horrible crash that took place at Reagan International Airport. And the beginning was perfectly fine, talking about the differences between us fade in the presence of something like this and offering consolation and solace that the victims did not end in icy water, but in embracing their Lord. And that was good. But unfortunately, the president did not stop there, and he went into all sorts of speculation about what happened and who's to blame and why DEI is responsible for this.
I want to point out that various articles that appeared prior to my entering office, and here's one. The FAA's diversity push includes focus on hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities. That is amazing. And then it says FAA says people with severe disabilities are most underrepresented segment of the workforce, and they want them in, and they want them. They can be air traffic controllers. I don't think so.
Come on. Just stop. People with the most severe disabilities, they're hiring them as air traffic controllers. Okay. It is true that the FAA under Obama and under Trump and under Biden went out to try to find a wider target audience to hire people, including people with disabilities, also under Trump before. They're not hiring them to be like the idea that the FAA, this huge administration, this huge organization, is trying to put the most incompetent people in charge of air traffic control is just, I mean, it's absurd on its face. But that, of course, doesn't stop the president from making these claims. It's a logic issue, okay, if you think about it. Some FAA employees are air traffic controllers. Some FAA employees are DEI hires with major disabilities. Therefore, some air traffic controllers are DEI hires with major disabilities. Oh, and by the way, I know that it happens to be true in this particular case, right? No, that's not logical. That's literally a fallacy in logic. I'll run you the same thing using examples you'll understand better. Some mammals are cats. True? Okay. Some mammals are dogs. Therefore, some cats are dogs. Good or bad logic, John?
I'm bad.
Yes! Yes, it's a logical fallacy. Some fire engines are red things. Some fire engines are green things. Therefore, some red things are yellow things, or are green things. No, it's a fallacy. Some FAA employees are DEI hires. Some FAA employees are air traffic controllers. That doesn't mean there's overlap in the Venn diagram between those two things, because they hire all kinds of people. So, okay. I will say this. This is worth saying. In a culture that has affirmative action or DEI or whatever, the basic problem is you're always suspicious. Even the most qualified, if they come from a minority or an underrepresented group or a benefited group, then you're suspicious that they're not really qualified. And they may not be, or they may be, but you can never know because you have this kind of whiff of taint around that. That's the problem. And that's one of the problems. Okay, so he goes through this whole thing talking about how he understands how helicopters work because he owns helicopters.
You had a helicopter that had the ability to stop. I have helicopters. You can stop a helicopter very quickly.
Oh, my God.
It had the ability to go up or down. It had the ability to turn. And the turn it made was not the correct turn, obviously.
How do you know?
It did somewhat the opposite of what it was told.
How do you
know?
We
don't know that would have been the difference because the timing was so tight. It was so little. There was so little time to
think. So now helicopters are avoiding jets. Because he knows, because he owns a helicopter. And then he talks about, you know, they shouldn't have been there at the same height. How could they not see? Obviously, they could see. We know they could see because, look, we can see that they can see. Sir, sir, you don't know? The fact that you can see the three things in flight at a distance is not the same as saying that the pilot of the helicopter could see what was going on any more than you as the sports commentator watching the football game from the booth can see that the quarterback's about to get sacked from behind by the safety. Why didn't that quarterback react? Because he couldn't see him. I mean, it just... Okay, so I watch his press conference getting continually more and more frustrated because he could have done none of this. He could have just done the, this is a major awful event. We're going to get to the bottom of this. He could have even said, I want to make sure in our investigation that DEI hiring didn't play a role. I mean, that actually would have been fine. But we don't want to say anything yet because we don't know what's true. The NTSB is going to give their report. It's going to take some time. We're all going to be frustrated because we want answers. And when we have answers, we'll make sure that this doesn't happen again. But he doesn't do any of that stuff. So, here goes.
Mr. President, on DEI and the claims that you've made, are you saying this crash was somehow caused and the result of diversity hiring? And what evidence have you seen to support these claims?
It just could have been. We have a high standard. We've had a higher, much higher standard than anybody else. And there are things where you have to go by brain power. You have to go by psychological quality. And psychological quality is a very important element of it. These are various, very powerful tests that we put to use, and they were terminated by Biden. And Biden went by a standard that's the exact opposite.
Just say you don't know. And then think that that's what you should say before you say any of this other nonsense. By the way, I have another theory about this. I'll give it to you at the end that is different than what I'm telling you right now. But from a logical point of view, this was a disastrous press conference. This was horribly terrible. From a reasoning point of view, from an explaining this incident point of view, from a consistency and a logic and just all of it. You could do a case study. Like, I could teach a semester in logic on the things that went wrong here. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest exit and Highway 29 through that construction zone, we're starting to see backup delays there. I'd say about 10 to 12 minute delay. It's at least moving, not stopped. If you're on Highway 29 headed toward 9 Mile southbound, you're going to see some delays there, about a 10 to 15 minute delay. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Again, questions that got asked.
Based on your analysis so far, do you have a sense of who was at fault? If it was the plane, the helicopter, air traffic control, and can you assure people that it is safe to fly in and out of D.C.?
Well, I've given you the analysis, and the analysis was... it was based on vision. You had a lot of people that saw what was happening. You had some people that knew what was happening. There was some warnings, but the warnings were given very, very late. You know, those warnings were given very late. It was almost as they were given, a few seconds later, there was a crash. It should have been brought up earlier. But the people in the helicopter should have seen where they were going. I can't imagine people with 20/20 vision not seeing, you know, what's happening up there.
Well, they may have had goggles on. Even if they didn't have goggles on, they can be obstructed in their view by, you know, the helicopter that's right behind them, the big thing that they're flying in. There's all kinds of reasons they may not have seen it. There are reasons we talked about yesterday about why the plane might not have seen them, maybe until the last moment. There's some evidence that maybe they pulled up. Okay, we don't know. It's just all of this rampant, weird, bizarre speculation and claims about especially the DEI stuff, but even about the pilot making error. You know, he gets pressed again on the DEI thing.
We don't even yet know the names of the 67 people who were killed, and you are blaming Democrats and DEI policies and air traffic control and seemingly
the member of the U.S. military who was flying that Black Hawk helicopter. Don't you think you're getting ahead of the investigation right now?
No, I don't think so at all. I don't think were the names of the people. You mean the names of the people that are on the plane? You think that's going to make a difference?
Does it comfort their families?
They are a group of people that have lost their lives. If you want a list of the names, we can give you that. We'll be giving that very soon. We're in coordination with American Airlines. We're in coordination very strongly, obviously, with the military. But I think that's not a very smart question. I'm surprised coming from you.
You didn't even understand the question. She's saying you don't even know the names of the victims. How can you possibly know what went wrong inside either the cockpits or in the air traffic control tower? How can you possibly at this point? And the point is he can't. He's just making all this stuff up. I mean, which is not a time to be making stuff up.
Today, blamed the diversity elements, but then told us that you weren't sure that the controllers made any mistake. You then said perhaps the helicopter pilots were the ones who made the mistake.
It's all under investigation.
I understand that. That's why I'm trying to figure out how you can come to the conclusion right now that diversity had something to do with this crash.
Because I have common sense. Okay, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't.
For 16 years, we haven't had a major mishap. That's an Obama administration, a Trump administration, and a Biden administration. And now we have a major mishap. If DEI were responsible, you might say DEI has been good for preventing mishaps. You could also say that, gutting the safety board and preventing hires and making people concerned for their jobs and offering buyouts to federal employees and saying that you're going to go through and clean out the FAA, that maybe that was responsible. I mean, if you're going to make an argument here, the better argument, and it's not a good one, would be that the Trump administration is responsible. I mean, it did happen during the Trump administration. But you wouldn't make that because it's crazy. He just shouldn't be doing this. And by the way, if his argument is, I know it was DEI, then that would mean that air traffic travel is not safe, right? And yet he comes back at the end and gets asked about this.
On his question, the first question, should people be hesitant to fly right now?
No, not at all. I've not hesitated to fly. This is something that it's been many years that something like this has happened. And the collision is just something that we don't expect ever to happen again.
Okay. So even the most ardent Trump supporter, and look, I am a Trump supporter. I voted for the man, and I knew we would get stuff like this in the bargain. Okay? I mean, you have to go in knowing open-eyed what you're going to get. I still support him. And I support a review of DEI policies, and I support making sure the FAA is only hiring the best people. All of that. Okay? But even the most ardent Trump supporter, you can't resolve and justify these things. These comments were completely out of line. These comments were completely irrational, illogical, unjustified, and misguided. But there is a way, if you really look, that you could make sense of it. I'm not saying this is what he was doing. I'm not saying that it's justified, but a thought occurred to me, and here's the thought. Think big picture. Think long term. Think, winning the war, not the battle. Trump is a master of distraction. He's a master of, getting attention, making you think about things that you've never thought about before. And one of the things you might, again, I can't say he did this on purpose, but what if what he was trying to accomplish yesterday was, I'm going to go out there and say the most outrageous things, and in the process, I'm going to make everybody think about diversity, equity, and inclusion hiring and what the costs of it could be. So much so because the war is changing a culture from affirmative action and participation trophies and not hurting anybody's feelings and no accountability. I want to change that whole culture to merit-based, what we call a meritocracy, right? A rule by the best. We want to get people who are only the best, and we want to get rid of people who are not the best. We want accountability. We want hiring and firing on the basis of ability. This is a massive culture shift for this whole country. And we got to get them onto that second path. Here's an opportunity for me to say ridiculous, outrageous, insane things that will get all kinds of media attention, including talk show hosts in Pensacola, Florida. We'll talk about this, and in the process, it will make people think about merit versus DEI. And even though it's going to make me look stupid, I'll take the trade because we're getting where we need to go in getting people to question DEI and affirmative action and race and gender-based hiring. Now, I don't know if that's the plan. That's a crazy third-level chess kind of 3D chess kind of thing, if that's really what he was doing here. But maybe. And because you never know what the big end goal is, you kind of have to consider the possibility that why would he say all this ridiculous stuff? Is he really just weaving and crazy, or is he crazy like a goal? I don't know. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are still looking good and no delays there. Avalon Boulevard is looking good also. Highway 98, they are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Today at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the encore edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:57 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. You know, I haven't said this in a while, and I ought to maybe repeat it today. I often say you don't have to agree with me. You can disagree with me, no problem. Text me. I know a bunch of you have texted me. We'll see if we can get to the text in a minute. But my goal isn't that you agree with. My goal is that you think. My goal is to make you think, to give you perspectives or ideas or analysis that you're not likely to hear anywhere else, and obviously to cover local things that you aren't going to hear anywhere else. But when we are talking about things that are, for example, national things, I just want to give you something that you're not getting anywhere else. That's the goal, to make you think in the process. I know it hurt your brain, John.
Oh, you have no idea. I leave here going, huh? What?
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The president of Mexico is asking Google Maps not to change the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum sent a letter to Google yesterday asking them to reconsider their decision to rename the Gulf after President Trump's executive order. Google says, though, the name change will only appear as the Gulf of America for those inside of the U.S. Everywhere else, it will still appear as the Gulf of Mexico. Democrats are electing a new national party chair over the weekend.
That is a very tight race right now. The good news there is that we do have really high quality candidates.
That's Rita Hart. She's the chair of the Iowa Democrats, Minnesota Democrat Chair Ken Martin, Wisconsin Democrat Chair Ben Wickler, and former governor of Maryland Martin O'Malley are considered to be the front runners in that race.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. I have such a great mixture of texts in here for everything from, Andrew, I can't believe that this man's running our country, to Andrew, I can't believe that they gave you a radio show. Aw, thanks. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you listening. We'll be back in just a minute.